One thing I like to do as a songwriter, my goal is to try to encode little hidden messages and things in songs. And I think that for me, the only record I'm really completely happy with as a whole is our new record, because I think lyrically I was able to take enough time to make sure all the lyrics were exactly what I wanted and there was enough substance in every song, where the most of our other records ended up cramming and writing half of the lyrics in the studio and everything ended up being about one situation. It was very one-dimensional to me. But this song was one song off of our previous record, In This Forever, that I felt lyrically was probably one of my favorite songs I ever wrote, and probably one of the most personal songs, and a song that no one here will ever understand unless I would sit and explain it in this kind of environment, because there's so many hidden messages that people would be like, what in the fuck is he talking about? But anyway, there's like some really personal stuff in this song, and I'll leave it at, you know, I wrote this song about a situation that I was in where I was living somewhere where I wasn't really happy. I had to make a lot of sacrifices to get somewhere where I was happy, and it took a lot to be there. And then the rest of it, there's some direct stuff to my father and my mother, because when I was 13, probably one of the craziest things that ever happened to me is when I came home from school. And, you know, normally you come home, you know, you put your stuff away, you go out, yeah, I'm going to hang out with my friends. And I came home, my mother and father were like, hey, we want you to sit down, we got some stuff to tell you. And I'm like, oh, you know, can't just wait, you know, I got to go hang out with, you know, Billy and John and whatever. And they're like, no, you know, we really want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, shit, they found my porno mags or something. Seriously, that's what I did think.
Some things never change, Chris.
Shut up, dude. So... But, okay, but now they really sit me down, and they were like, before you're born, you know, we had another kid, and we gave him up for adoption, and we want you to know you have a sibling, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you know? And it was true, and I was like, so still to this day, you know, it's like I kind of like, I feel like I'm an only child, but somewhere in the world, maybe one of you are like my lost sibling, you know? So, sorry about the long explanation, it's called Fast Times at Dropout High. Thanks a lot. You guys are really kind. Thanks a lot.